Welcome to the Product Growth Podcast, practical product and growth intelligence for people building in India. I'm Meera.
And I'm Arjun. Today we're getting into India's public cloud spending set to triple by 2026. Daily Brief, 17th of July, 2026. Let's dig in. Okay, three things jumping out at me today. Jio Financial's profit nearly tripling, India's cloud spend about to hit $17.5 billion, and Meesho's investor base doing something really interesting. Meera, where do we start?
Cloud spend, because it's the infrastructure story underneath almost everything else we're going to talk about today.
Break it down for me.
So Equirus Securities, via ET Tech, public cloud spending in India projected to hit $17.5 billion in 2026. That's a 28.1% jump year on year. And the headline is AI-led. Enterprises aren't just lifting and shifting workloads anymore. They're spinning up GPU clusters, running inference at scale, the whole thing.
That's a massive number. What does it mean for a builder who's, say, running a mid-sized SaaS product right now?
Two things. One, your infra bill is going up whether you like it or not because everyone's competing for the same cloud capacity. Two, there's a real cost efficiency play here. The builders who figure out how to do more with leaner infra, smarter caching, model distillation, those are the ones who don't get crushed on margins as they scale.
Right. It's not just move to cloud, it's move to cloud and survive the bill. Let's go to Jio Financial. 2.6x profit growth, 830.3 crore in Q1 FY27. That's a serious number.
It really is. And the thing to watch isn't just the headline profit. It's what the scale advantage does to the smaller fintechs around it. Jio Financial has distribution baked in through the Jio ecosystem. A standalone lending fintech has to acquire every single customer. That cost asymmetry compounds fast.
So for a fintech founder listening right now, is this a watch out moment or a find your niche moment?
Honestly, both. The mass market credit product is going to be very hard to compete on. But there are verticalized lending plays, MSME credit, agri-finance, creator economy loans, where Jio Financial isn't laser-focused yet. That's where I'd be building.
Sharp. Now, Meesho, the investor shift is the story here, not just a funding round. Walk me through what's actually happening.
So domestic mutual funds are increasing their Meesho exposure in Q1 FY27, while early foreign VCs are trimming stakes. That's a classic late-stage rotation. The VCs came in early, they want liquidity, they're selling. Mutual funds are buying because they see EBITDA trajectory, not just GMV growth.
And that EBITDA signal matters because Meesho's been that value commerce play for Bharat. Is this them finally turning the corner on profitability?
That's the read. Mutual funds don't do sentiment bets. When they increase exposure, they've done the unit economics homework. For product builders in the e-commerce space, the takeaway is that pricing power and margin expansion are now the story, not just user growth numbers.
Love that. Quick one on EdTech. PhysicsWala acquires another 11% in Sarthi IS for 72 crore. They're very deliberately going after UPSC prep.
And it makes total sense. UPSC is a high-intent, high-spend segment. Students and families will pay serious money for it. PW is consolidating before anyone else does. For standalone coaching institutes, the message is clear. Build a tech moat or become an acquisition target.
All right, let's move through the rest quickly. What else is happening today?
In consumer tech, Google lost a court challenge in Italy. Fined €854,250 over YouTube videos promoting online gambling through creator partnerships. The court upheld it. For any platform or brand running influencer programs, advertiser accountability is tightening, and you need governance layers in your creator contracts now.
Health tech had an interesting one too.
Yes. The Hindu tech piece on health system adoption. The finding is basically that the tools actually getting used in clinical settings are the ones that keep doctors in the decision seat and are transparent about what they do. Builders chasing AI hype in healthcare are misreading this market completely. Clinical workflow trust beats model sophistication every time.
In deep tech, Indian space tech is gunning for a bigger slice of the global space economy. Private companies building rockets, satellites, the works.
Private space is moving from PowerPoint to hardware. The builders who will win contracts are the ones with proven launch cadence and satellite repeatability. It's an execution game now, not a vision game.
And finally, Green Tiger Mobility. converting old petrol scooters to EVs using RI-approved patented technology with battery-swapping support.
This is the play I find most underrated today. Retrofitting captures the price-sensitive mass market that simply won't buy a new EV. And it's defensible. RI approval is a hard barrier to replicate fast. If you're building in the EV adjacency space, the retrofit angle is worth a serious look.
So if there's one thing a builder takes away from today, what is it?
Infrastructure costs are about to bite harder than most people are budgeting for. That 28.1% cloud spend growth isn't abstract. It's going to show up in your AWS bill, your Azure bill, your GPU compute costs. Model your infra spend for the next 18 months right now before you're fundraising to cover it. That's the short version. There's more depth in the full piece on productgrowth.in.
Thanks for listening to the Product Growth Podcast. Keep building, and we'll catch you in the next one.